This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yeah, ready.
Let's do this.
Yes, sir.
Main Chaffer Podcast, episode 122.
Come on.
You know what it is. Two Dems, the real is back, I guess I should introduce a special guest. Just guest. Yo, Jack, tell the people who you are.
I'm Jack. That is it. I'm a friend of Demi's. And now a friend of the other guys as well. I met you through uni, didn't I?
But correct.
I'm from the same kind of area.
Yeah, he's also from Thurrock, so I guess not quite made in Chafford, but
close enough.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Made nearby.
That's the name of the episode.
Off rip. It's only taken us 42 seconds. Fucking hell.
Made nearby.
Boys, get your A-listers off.
Big 2L in the building, Don Corleone.
For real.
The one and only.
Yes, sir.
It's E-Man G45, the G is solid, the 4-5 is silent.
You know.
Genghis Chibogwe.
Come on.
Black Mamba Dove. Chia Yam.
Yes, sir.
All of the above. It's the Prince of the East. Shouts to you guys. Happy New Year if you haven't listened to the previous episode. But yeah, cool.
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. All right, episode 122. Let's get into it. So,
he looks straight at me.
No, because I've got a question. It's based on around Collins, but... All right. You've lived a vegan life before, haven't you? Or attempted?
Yeah. It's, not so much vegan, but vegetarian.
Okay.
That's close enough. I don't want to anger too many people.
Oh, no, that's all good.
Same category. Yeah, I've...
You've dabbled?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it was particularly my choice.
It never is.
Use the word like voluntold.
Voluntold?
Oh, that's a great word. I love that.
Yeah, I'm taking that with me.
So I think it was, the girlfriend that I was with at the time became vegetarian and then slowly me as well, just because when you're cooking for each other and that,
it's just easier,
makes life
isn't it?
Easier.
Yeah. I'd rather eat vegetarian than not have to cook for myself. if it's in front of me, I'll accept it. But so I've done a bit of that.
How long was it for?
It was probably pushing like a year.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then it slowly went to...
Pescatarian.
Yeah. I think that's always the way, isn't it? And then you have like a piece of salmon and you're like, oh, look, I'm pescatarian.
What, you weren't even on McDonald's?
Yeah, wouldn't go McDonald's.
Fuck.
Damn.
Yeah.
A year, you know.
And that's hilarious because I actually had McDonald's last night. So, I'm a fan.
But, could never be me.
A year. I'm a weekend and I'm on my knees, boy.
So you're trying to do, what's it, veganary?
Not vegan. I'm just doing vegetarian
veganary?
Right now. Yeah, was it called veganary?
I don't know.
Whatever you want to call it. Vegetarianary.
Veganary. Like
how you find, like, okay, first of all, my question is why? And then second question is how are you finding it? Obviously not good.
I was voluntold. First of all.
Oh, is it? Like,
yeah. Well, not really. My girl said she wanted to do it.
Mm.
And I said, have fun. But then I realized, you know what? Let me do it as well, because it aligns with what I'm trying to do this year. I want to try and lose a little bit of weight. And I want to just go gym and get swole again. So I figured, let me just give it a try. Let's see how long I can do it for.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
What are you eating? So let's say, for example, what do you have for dinner?
Rice, beans, and Byron. What am I eating? So breakfast, usually like a...
Are you eating rice and kidney beans or rice and peas?
I'm not eating either right now.
Oh,
okay.
Dust.
Why?
That's dust. Yeah.
You trying to kill me?
No, it's exactly the same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing.
To the Caribbean community, it's just that they name it rice and peas. When it's
but it's technically kidney beans. Yeah. Got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's not piss them off today, though.
We don't I ain't trying to do all that.
Delicious.
I'm not eating anything. I'm not eating anything great. I'm eating like cereal bars for breakfast.
Damn.
For lunch, like there's these like bolt like tubs that have like Thai curry or but basically like similar stuff to like normal food, but it just doesn't have any meat in it.
Yeah. That Huel thing.
Yeah.
Similar to that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very similar.
Hobbies on the Huel advert, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Shout out to Hobby. Yeah. But yeah, nothing exciting. And then for dinner, we tried to do HelloFresh initially. So they have like different things that they send you. Yeah. Some of them wasn't too bad. It's basically normal food, but without the meat. Do you know what I'm saying?
Them man are nabbing your money. I don't understand how HelloFresh works. I'll never understand it. You give it like...
So they send you everything and you just got to cook it.
I hear that, but they don't... I thought this thing was going to pattern you for the 7 days. Like they only send you three... in it in a pack,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But then we buy other stuff as well, we can still cook other stuff. It's not,
I hear it, but I thought
when
I first heard of it, I thought, oh, this is quite clever, like that's dinner sorted possibly for the week, but they only send you three recipes. What am I supposed to do them other days? Now I gotta actually go out and buy stuff.
I mean, yeah, what else are you gonna do?
It's not as helpful as it was advertised.
You do keep the recipes though,
yeah.
But can I just go back to your advertisement of vegetarianism?
Go on. I'm kidding.
It's like normal food without the meat.
So I ate this Beyond Burger yesterday, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Boy, that shit. It didn't taste like anything. It has the same texture as a burger, like a beef burger.
Wow. They make it like bleed, don't they? They say it's
so what?
Like,
what? Yeah, they're doing notice. That shit.
They've got people. That's what. Is that's what amazed me. They've got people in the labs. That
like, we need to what's make that it homeboy that was like, he makes cooking a science, Heseltine or something.
Oh, the egghead. What's his name? Yeah.
I want to say anyway. He'd be doing magic with food, and it's just like it's too much. Like right, I'm just trying to eat. Do you know what I mean? If you go to his cocktail bars, shit's bubbling. Like
yikes!
I don't need that.
Would you guys
know what I'm on
they
as well?
Terrible as well. Oh, it's Instagram community, though, isn't it?
Nah, it's a fact.
Post then, it looks great.
I just don't know how you're doing it. When I found out, I was really surprised. I thought you were joking.
No, I'm not joking. And I'm not enjoying it either. Like, my girl's laughing at me because she knows that. Like,
Is she vegan?
Nah. Once this is done, back to regular schedule program innit? But obviously it's a means to an end right now. And I'm enjoying the level of trying to test my discipline. But besides that, like as far as eating the food and like feeling full every day, I don't know how people do this. Like, for example, you've done it for a year. I don't know how you've done it for a year. I'm struggling for a week. But, you know, different folks, innit? Different strokes.
I don't know. I guess
would you guys do it?
No.
Would you do it?
It's long, man.
I can see. I feel maybe like a need, week.
Yeah, like you I'm need trying more to motivation, think. Though,
yeah.
You? You need to watch like videos of like animals getting slaughtered and stuff like that, and then get behind it.
Would that make you get behind it?
I think I'd need to go to like
or see if your own eyes. Got you.
Nah, shit won't do nothing for me.
I don't think you ever had like pets, have you, and things like that.
Nah, not well. Actually, we had a dog for 9 months, but that's neither here nor there.
Wait, yeah, what happened to that dog?
Fine, my sister couldn't take care of it, so they had to. More or less discard of it.
Yeah,
oh, not put it down.
Discard of it.
Yikes!
Because I do remember it. It's like
it's one of them things that someone said. I was talking about it with someone the other day. It was a mom.
We took it.
It felt that way because I was talking about it with a mom. Mom was like, "Am I making this up, or did you have a dog?" I was like, "Yeah, we did." For 9 months.
We don't speak about it.
No. Who doesn't speak about it?
Don't bring it up to my sister. She's not a happy bunny, but...
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like if you've grown up with a load of pets, you're like a really animal person and stuff, I feel like going and seeing that would be horrible.
I don't think so. BBC Three used to have a show about that, and it was more or less... I think they were trying to encourage people to become... or at least just look at the idea of veganism and vegetarianism. Yeah. And it basically showed them from start to finish the animal experience. So I used to watch that shit like, yo, cook me a plate.
Yeah. You know? It's going to be different for me. Because,
you're the worst.
Yeah, it's going to be different for me because I've been to Africa.
Mm.
I've killed a chicken. So it's not that deep for me. it was actually kind of funny because they're still
screaming. Man, so funny, you know.
They're still screaming, Jesus Christ. Running around like a headless chicken.
I'm not going to do it, but yeah. Mate, listen, they're still alive, but once you remove the head, it's mad. But yeah, I've seen a cow being killed. I've seen goats being killed.
I've seen a goat being killed before.
Yeah.
It's too much for me. That might, because they're not, at least, you know what, when I was watching the show on BBC Three, it looked human. I know how they're getting down. Actually, do you know what? It might just be the same in Africa, but I guess...
You know, but they do it in a way that people in the West won't view as human.
Yeah, exactly. That's so what it would be. That would be a shock to me.
When they kill the goat, they let the blood drain so that there's no blood left in like the actual protein itself.
Yeah.
So that when they actually cut in it, everything's nice. They can go and clean it and so on and so forth. But I was watching the video on Instagram, yeah, and basically they were saying that... plants have feelings as well, like they think as well.
I don't know about think.
No. So they put like a probe next to a plant, and they cut lettuce, and the plant was screaming. It was there screaming.
What do you mean by screaming?
He is
the frequency just started buzzing, just started going. It was buzzing.
No. He is right. Plants do feel and they do scream apparently, but it's at a frequency that. A human ears can't hear.
And then they're smoking cigarettes. And then the plants were irritated as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So, like...
I was not expecting this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they are very much alive. They just died the same way.
Plant was smoking. Yeah.
The plant was having...
Irritated. It was just like, get this off of me. Like, it was just... The vibrations and the frequency was just so high.
Right.
Yeah.
It was calm. It was nice. And it just started buzzing.
It's really interesting the things that at a service level we as human beings can't do. So it was funny enough. It was on TikTok. But it's certain things that... There's certain... colors and frequencies that our eyes can't see that other animals can. Like dogs have such a good hearing that they can, it's weird, but they can hear when something's off in the human body, if that makes sense. Like dogs have been able to detect that their owners are showing signs of early cancer before the owner even felt anything.
Dogs, isn't there as well?
There is, and they can sense when one's about to come on.
Season, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, how the hell?
That's incredible. Yeah, Sasu.
But I've tried the vegan Whopper in Burger King, and it does taste great. The only difference is it doesn't have the same texture.
Right.
And more importantly, if you guys are doing this vegan journey, I will tell you straight away, they cook it on the same grill.
I was literally about to say that. I was like, there's no way if we go across the road, like a guy, you think he cares which, like,
no,
he don't. Yeah. Can't and like the lady was telling me, like, you know, we cook it on the same grill. I was like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but we cook it on the same grill. I was like, yeah, that's fine. Like,
but a lot of people will.
As well.
Yeah, that'd put a lot of people off.
Fair play to us for actually saying it. Yeah. I feel like anyone else, all right.
I don't think a lot of people would. I don't think a lot of people, they'll just keep it hush-hush.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
so why do you think they told you?
I think because she thought I was one of them vegans.
That was going to be on site. Yeah.
That was going to preach. Oh. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, shut this restaurant down.
Like the man outside Canada Goose.
I was in Norwich.
Going brazy.
But it was really crazy because this was like, 3, 4 a.m. And all of us, like the clubs are shutting down. Yeah. Whatever the case. So all of us are now going to the chicken and chip shop. And then this young woman wants to protest. And I'm laughing my head off because I'm like, you know, nobody cares. And like the guy is trying to say, listen, can you get out? Because we're trying to serve some food.
Damn.
Like, okay, but I want chips. We're going to cook it in the same oil. So it doesn't matter. You're still going to eat something that's dead. What do you want?
Yeah.
So
would you guys be pescatarian?
Yeah, I
could be pescatarian.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you know what the thing now more is? It's getting into food prep. That's where it's starting to get a bit.
What do you mean?
Like, I probably could do it, but now I've got a. I guess I'd have to cook with that in mind. I just don't want that hassle.
I mean, you have to cook anyway, no?
You have to cook.
Yeah, you have to, but like, I'm thinking about meals the way I wouldn't have before. You know, you have to.
You cooking in uni, Jesus.
Yeah, it wasn't a pretty sight.
Damn.
But,
what was your speciality?
What wasn't? You want to know? Pasta is my speciality. Mm.
Cheese pizza.
It's where you'd cook like 12 chicken breasts at once or something.
Do you know what? That wasn't my fault.
Wait,
that wasn't
what? Your fault.
Let me explain. I didn't want to have to do that.
Full breasts.
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
Like, he'd come up with a tray of them, just like, and he'd pick one out. Like,
let me explain. It wasn't ideal, of course. Like, that's not what I wanted to do, but certain man, I ain't gonna say their names, but right. they would hoard the freezer. So it was either more or less cook that amount, let it get to a certain day, so put it in the fridge or put as much away in the freezer as I could, and then let it get to a certain... Because then times I was trying to get healthy, so at least I thought the thing you had to do was chicken and veg, more or less. So that's what I was on. Them things. So I didn't want to have to cook like that, but the way they packed the freezer, it just wasn't fair.
If it was me, just tell me.
It wasn't you. Like,
it was my man.
It was some other people. Okay. Love to them, but they would more or less, they would go as on a Monday. Next thing, you know who it was as well. Yeah. You come back and the freezer's full. So there was nowhere to really put your food.
Fair enough.
So I wasn't cooking like that by choice. I'm going to hold my hands up. I've never pretended to be a great chef. Like, that's just, it is what it is. But for me already, now I'm having to think, oh, fuck, how can I get fish into this meal? Where I would have just cooked. Like, it would have been easy for me. That's where my issue
Wait,
with
do
it comes.
Cook on a daily?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Try to anyway.
Most days, yeah.
I did a bit of like the HelloFresh and like Gusto and stuff like that, which is quite good. Because, yeah, so you keep the recipes and that, but...
Actually, I don't know why I'm capping. I'd just be on that pasta life.
Just eat pasta?
More or less. Do you know what the thing is? I really cannot be bothered. So, at least for dinner, or for lunch anyway, it's just easy to put in a container and then take to work or have at lunch. And then maybe in the evenings I might cook, or I'll just double down on the pasta. It's a very sad life.
Damn. Fair enough. We should have cooked you when we had... We've had Perry on, man. Now we're sitting silent in the corner.
Like, do you know
what? Wait, you guys were roommates in uni?
Yeah, that's how we...
So I went to uni for 4 years. Yeah. And in my third year, I was doing a year in industry.
Yeah.
So I basically got held back, I guess. So I was... So all the people I was living with had finished, and I went in to do my fourth year, so back to uni. And so I had this house, which is like I think it was six people in a six-bedroom house, and I was the only one that was still there.
Yeah.
So five like random people to me, but all of them had lived together in first year.
Mm.
I see.
So they came into the house for second year, my fourth year, and yeah, it just happened.
It's quite interesting, actually. It's the person who had the house was Shiv.
Yeah.
So it was Shiv's house.
Who's my?
So I obviously. Shiv went to Kent, bumped into Shiv randomly on campus. You do the, oh, how's it going?
Chafford friends.
Made nearby. And then, yeah, just more or less, we took that house and then we lived, that's how we met and we lived with each other.
So what's his consumption of cheese like?
Doesn't have it.
I don't think I've ever seen you, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I'll stick to the program, man.
I just wanted to know if you can.
Nah.
Oh, you're trying to catch him out?
The thing is, he doesn't like cheese, but he eats pizza. And then there was another dish as well that he loves with cheese.
So you have pasta without cheese?
No, I have pasta without cheese, yeah.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to know.
Nah, it's real, man. It's
you have an interesting life. I didn't know this about you.
What the?
Just this cheese, like cheeseless life.
The thing is, he's forgetting that when you put mozzarella on pizza and then you cook mozzarella, it doesn't really taste like anything. It's more there for the texture. If you give me cheddar, I will feel sick. Like, I'll actually vomit. If you give me cheddar cheese, or like there's cheddar cheese on top of my food, I will feel sick. Okay. So
interesting thought.
It's not even, at this point, it's an involuntary response that I just don't like it. That's cool.
I'll try and catch him out, don't worry.
Keep an eye on him.
I was gonna say, so
it's very interesting to like listen to you guys that cook on a daily. I don't cook on a daily, I cook like maybe twice a week.
And you just like store the rest of it. Yeah.
That's a good way to live
as well.
That's
a typical thing to do.
Yeah.
Saves you the time and effort.
Oh god, I used to love it at home. You just have jollof rice, just then like obviously your mum's most likely made it to stretch the week, and that's just so convenient as well. It's great. I respect your style.
Yeah. Being an adult sucks, is what you're saying.
Like, more or less, man. Yeah.
The daily grind to figure out what the hell you want to eat is awful.
But then it's also great because, you know, when your parents used to say, oh, don't eat that, it's going to ruin your appetite. Now you're in control of the food you want I'm gonna eat my. I'm gonna eat it.
It's that and meme, isn't it? It's like we got McDonald's at home. And it's like,
yeah. Your chicken. It'd be your chicken breast.
12 chicken breasts. Yeah. Crazy.
Gosh. Okay. So, next topic. What did we come to the conclusion on for the next topic?
We don't have one.
Oh, well, that's it. Have you watched Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix?
No. What is it about? Being abducted.
I'm gonna try and explain it to you. Okay. All right, so this family, obviously it's in America. This shit can't happen anywhere else. This family in the Midwest, yeah, they allow this man to come into their life. He becomes quite a good friend of theirs. Like, as I say this shit, this all happened. Like, it's not fabricated. They allow this man to come into their life. He's something's off about this guy. Like, he's weird.
So it's just a family, and there's like an adult. It's just like, you're a nice family.
It seems that way. But
it's definitely an American thing.
Anyway, definitely. He asked to take their daughter for riding lessons. They're like, oh yeah, sure. It's a bit weird, but we'll let him.
Riding lessons.
Horse riding, I should clarify.
Horseback riding.
Was it bareback?
Listen, do you know what? You're going to regret that comment.
Bro. I've not seen it. I told you I haven't seen it. All right, go on.
Anyway,
that's weird though, right? A guy wants to watch a girl riding on a horse.
Well, she's like, I think in the documentary around about the time of it, she's like 12, right, which makes it even worse. So the parents say, yes, she can go. He kidnaps the daughter. They go on some wild excursion. And then he's kidnapped the daughter. They're somewhere in Mexico. And he's managed to trick the daughter into thinking, oh, everything's fine. Like, I need to be kidnapped because aliens are coming. So when she's
I've seen the news about this. I didn't know they made it. Yeah.
She's passed out on the side, like on the bed. And all she can hear is like, meep, 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 meep. And the aliens are saying, you need to sleep with this man in order to save the world. And you need to have his babies so that the world can be saved. She's like 10 or 11. So she believes it. She's like, fuck, I have to do this. So, you know, they sleep together. The man does what he does and he manages to get her married in Mexico. But he's like, the authorities in the US catch him and then they bring the daughter back to the US. But the way the guy gets the family to drop the charges on him is he's also got a handy from the dad. So the dad's tossed him off. And because of that information, they don't want that information to come out.
So they put it on Netflix.
This is many years later.
What? So, why just a hand job?
I don't. Do you know
that's
what
so random.
I didn't think a hand job was gonna happen. So him, the dad, and the person who abducted his daughter are in the car, so and he's like, "Yo, man, I'm really horny. Like, I need to be relieved." And the dad, there's no way that I thought this scene was gonna go this way. And the dad goes, "So he was like, I really need to be relieved. So I helped him masturbate."
I think I've seen this. I think I have.
I was like, how?
I just don't know the extent of the alien story, but.
So the family dropped the charges because he's got stuff on the dad. And then a few years later, he manages to finesse the mum. He sleeps with
Remember hearing about this story.
The mum
the
mum of the daughter he abducted, he sleeps with I'm like, how is this man bagging like this anyway? And then, so a few years pass. He's still in contact with the daughter who he abducted. Sick. The daughter still thinks that aliens are coming to destroy the world if she doesn't give him a baby. So again, he kidnaps her again by calling her and saying, come with me, da-da-da. She's in love with him at this point, so she'll do whatever he wants. And then they go off. She's missing for a few years. The way that he was able to hide her in plain sight was he enrolled her in a Catholic boarding school in California. They're on the other side of the country, and the daughter, he's basically told the school that he works for the CIA. Her mum died in Lebanon and you guys need to protect her for me. If anyone comes to the school looking for her, you need to back my story, because that's the Lebanese people coming to kill her and me. So the school hired her for years, and he's still able to have contact with her. And then more or less the police find her, they send her back home. But from start to finish, the story just gets crazier and crazier. After the first abduction, that girl's sticking to me like glue. You ain't going nowhere. You're not even allowed to leave the house. I don't care. You're going to be homeschooled. It's just, the story's just so fucked.
So is this guy like super charming that he whizzes all these lines to the
family? That's what it must have been.
You think the family all actually like really like him? Because it seems like he's
been through all of them. Well, they must do,
surely. They were still interacting with this guy who's abducted their daughter. They knew he abducted their daughter, and he was just allowed to be back in their lives. They were talking to him about having meetings about how they can help him with his psycho problems, saying, oh, do you know what? Yeah, my therapist said I need to be allowed to sleep with a daughter.
David, not just tap it. Tap it twice.
Just a sec.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Cool.
So my therapist said that I need to be allowed to sleep next to your daughter in order to help me get over my fixation of her. The thing that, it's a massive case of negligence on the parents' behalf, because they were just okay with this.
I don't understand how something like this can happen.
You'd think it was impossible. I don't know what,
You man are my boys, but I'm not whacking you off, bruv.
Even if you wasn't,
I'm not whacking anybody off. For real, bro.
It's the craziest power play ever, isn't it? This guy could just go home.
He must have to do it himself.
But you know what?
Let
me get him to do it. What the fuck, man?
He was like, yo, I'm struggling with my wife at home. I can't, she's not pleasing me sexually. I need to be relieved. I just couldn't believe that guy said, yeah, I'll do this for you. This was the same level of shock that I had in the Firefest documentary when homeboy was like, ready to suck his cock to get the water to the festival. I said, come on, man, you didn't, why? Why did you have to go do that? I couldn't believe it.
He must have believed that was his only option, whereas this family now is in a situation where it's like,
he must have had a gun to his head. But I think that's just not, it's just the fact of how much gross negligence has gone. I can't believe the authorities didn't take her away from the family after that. Because even the government, they dropped the charges against the abductor, and the government was like, you can't, obviously they were like, you can't do that. This is a criminal case. Do you know what I mean? He can't just get away with this.
Did it go federal?
I don't think so. It went quite high up. You know how America is just like, it went high up in the state. Mm. So I think it went as high as possible in the state. But he got away with so much. And apparently this wasn't the only girl that he did it to. He did it to several other young girls as well.
What
so
about
he
their
was
dads as well?
Possibly. I mean, possibly, because it's the only way you're going to get away with that shit. The fact that he had that over them for so many years. Fucking and just said, hell. More or less that, if you don't listen. And they were so concerned about how they were going to be viewed.
I get it, but I was.
But that's my daughter. At the end of the day, you shouldn't give a shit.
No, he probably didn't know about the daughter, but I'm not whacking you off, bro.
I think that's
where my mind just stops. It's just the story should have ended at whacking somebody off, man.
Yeah. But also the fact that he managed to finesse the wife of the same couple. It's a couple. The husband whacked him off and he slept with the wife.
I guess they're swingers, isn't it?
Nah, they don't even like that. That's what I'm saying. In the grand scheme of things, this was presented as a normal family before this man came into their lives.
That don't sound normal to me, boy.
No, sir.
There's not a lick of normal in that.
There's no way.
What was the threat?
So he said, obviously it's back in the 60s, 70s where homophobia is obviously still a big thing. He was saying, listen, if you don't drop these charges, I'm going to tell everyone your husband's gay. And they were like, yeah, sure, we're going to drop the charges because we don't want that information out there.
But for the wife, how does that happen?
What do you mean? How did he finesse the wife as well?
Yeah.
Well, she was just...
What was he in a situation where it was like, listen...
Nah, his game plan was so tight that she fell for him.
I'm horny and like I really want to touch your daughter, but
he was flirting with her.
In order to avoid my sins and transgression, I might as well do it with you. Is it that sort of game?
Nah, it's not even that.
I reckon it's the wife with a classic like get your own back.
No, but like, it wasn't well, even. If she you, didn't even
if
know
you
that.
Wanked
that,
him off. Then I'm going to sleep with him.
I need some too.
She didn't even know this when she was sleeping with him. She had an affair with this guy for nearly 8 months.
Crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't make show. It make sense.
Where was it? Where is the show on?
I'm just gonna. Oh, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, but for the sake of conversation, I'm gonna say it was set in Oklahoma.
Fair enough.
you know them flyover states be getting busy.
Yeah, that sounds kind of crazy, man.
It's probably the craziest thing I've ever watched, hands down. Because I think every time you think the story is mad, it just gets madder. Like it was to the point that I was watching it with my girl, and I was like, "Hun, I don't know like how this story can keep getting crazier," and she couldn't even comprehend it as well. And she picked it. I was like, "What am I?"
Why did you? What made you go with this?
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, you can already imagine my reaction when my man was like, "Yeah, so I helped him masturbate." I was like, "What? What? How did?"
What a plot twist!
I'm getting out. I'm not even in the car. That's where my mind's at.
Yeah, man, you look bare concerned.
It's not. I have to think about it. Then I have to involve my emotions. It's like, bro.
But you can't get over the father, can you?
Yeah, you can't. Like, why? You should have just said no. Like, you didn't have to whack him off. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you just didn't have to whack him off.
I very much get what you're saying. He did not.
Someone who would not whack him off, yeah,
someone who would not do that. He didn't have to do that.
Scout's honour.
And he finished the job. Nah, allow it, man.
How they got that shit.
Nah,
I couldn't tell you, man.
Who was driving? Nah, I don't want to know.
It's too much.
It's not who you're, man. What was driving?
it was crazy. I highly recommend it, listeners, and to you lads as well. Just give it a spin.
I think I've heard enough, to be honest. Yeah. I don't think I
can't stomach anymore.
I don't think I want to watch this.
I think I've heard of it. It's just even something like, that I was just missed out my brain.
The element of the aliens, a poor girl, she believed it. Like they said if he's not...
Wasn't she drugged as well, though?
Oh, it was out. Like a hip hop verse the way she was just continually being drugged,
yikes.
Sleeping pills, wow. You name it.
Damn.
She went, and do you know what? Credit to the woman because she's obviously managed to speak through her pain. Because if you see her on the documentary, she only breaks down twice, which I mean, she talks about it so candidly. She talks about it as if it happened to someone else.
Mm.
Yeah,
it seemed like an out-of-body experience the way she discusses it. Her sisters, who it didn't even happen to, were probably more upset than
that
she was.
Right, yeah.
I mean, very well put together documentary as well, in the sense of like, it's the way the story's told is articulated very well.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was going to ask a question about you two. Just in general, like, obviously you guys have been friends since uni and that. Like, it's kind of interesting. We spoke about this before on podcast. Like, when in your life do you make friends and how do you maintain friendships? You guys have been friends for a while. How have you guys gone about that, being able to still be close? Because, you know, once you leave uni, a lot of people you do make friends with. I can only count on my hand how many friends from uni I've literally kept in contact with. But how have you guys managed to do that since you guys have gone off to do your own thing?
I don't know.
Do you want to take that first?
I'll copy his answer. It's a question with a lot of layers because I guess if you want to be honest, and I don't know how candid you want to be, but
very.
If you want, I don't know if it's a. But then it's complicated because if you don't go out of Chloe, do we still keep in contact? If that makes sense, it's a question worth answering. But I think
that's how I met you.
That's how. I don't know. Because we had our own relationship formed, which I'd like to think we would have kept going after uni, especially because we did come from a similar area. So it would have been easier than a lot of the other friendships, which we've even, you know, successfully managed to keep. I'd say we're still a group. We still try to meet up quite often. In fact, most of us will be meeting up next week. So I think it's just a case of, I always view a friendship as, you know, that time you spend with people is you putting energy into the relationship.
Sorry, you put it, you made a whole story of
what he said. I don't know what happened there.
It's just right now you're talking about relationships, and then the others just previously you were talking about a man getting whacked off.
That's what happened.
Do I need to like scooch this way of it? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's all right. It's just in my mind. It was just like you were just talking about a man who had just finessed the whole family, and then now he was talking about getting a man whacked off. And then now you're like,
that kind.
Oh yeah, like everybody else. Like yeah, we're average family. I mean, a great relationship. It's like.
So we went to Mexico and he was in the passenger side and said, you know what? I'm feeling horny right now. Finish the job. Nah, you know what it is? It's you make time for the people you care about. Yeah, it's as simple as that. You know what I mean?
I think like, I don't know. I think like uni, as sad as it sounds, uni is probably one of the last opportunities you get to meet new people. It's one of the last like social experiments basically.
Yeah.
You meet so many people, like you did at school, like you did at college, all that kind of thing. You meet so many people that you have a chance to make friends. But I think when you meet that amount of people, you do quite quickly see who you get on really well with. Mm. And we always have this thing where we say, and other people say as well, it's like, no matter what, whenever we're just in a room, like we'll be laughing.
Yeah,
he'll say one sentence, or I'll say one sentence, and we'll both be cracking up, and everyone's just like, "He's all right." We're just dying.
Yeah.
So it's been like that from quite early on. I mean, like because of that, you do want to put more effort into that, and like I don't know, you know, back in there, because obviously London now we live fairly close that everyone as a group can see each other, but there were times where like. After work, we'd go, oh, like, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go Nando's. something like that. Cheeky Nando's, yeah. And so things like that, like, you would do that for people that you get care about. Close to.
Agreed.
Yeah. So I think it is effort, but sadly, I think post kind of uni and, you know, you've got work as well, but I don't know about you guys. My work friends, I do have really close work friends, but I'd like,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, I may see them like once a month outside of a work setting. Mm,
yeah. It's very like it just depends where you work, innit? Some places the people you work with you would never be friends with, but then there's some like that's probably the last time I made friends outside of uni. Like I've made maybe like two friends out of work who I will see relatively regularly, but besides that, again, uni is literally the last time while you're growing is more or less the last time you can make.
Which is interesting. You don't think about it's one of those things or experiences that you go through that you don't think this is my last chance to maybe make friends that I could be friends with for life, if that makes sense. I mean, not to say it can't happen at work and other experiences, but what I tend to find is as close as you are with some people at work, if you leave that specific establishment, those friendships tend to
disappear.
Drift because the one thing keeping you in contact was work. Whereas I feel like friends from uni and school, those are built off of, you know, actual memories. And it's not just about school or we went to the same school. It's built on a lot of...
You've grown together, essentially.
Mm. Agreed, yeah.
So there's also that.
Yeah, which is important. But yeah, it's interesting. I think it's just, again, you make time for the people you want to make time for. And fortunately, a lot of our group has managed to stay in contact.
Yeah. And growing up, unfortunately, you get less and less time for... that kind of thing, right?
We work
so much. You know, you want to see your family, you have to figure out what the hell you want to eat tonight. And then the other time just goes away, so you have to spend it with those who are like your close mates. Because I'm similar to you, like I have, you know, proper friends I could count on like both hands, you know what I mean? So it's like your group and then my group from Essex as well. And it just over time less and less, and you have to be, I don't know if efficient's the right word about it, but you have to pick the best value kind of thing.
100%, I agree. Because I think that's what happens. The older you get, the more those people that maybe don't add value start to drift off,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, naturally as well.
Yeah.
It's lovely to meet people and reminisce and stuff like that. But, you know, if I see someone from secondary school who was like really close to you, don't speak, like, it's lovely to see them and you want to hang out and chill like that. But you're not going to go from that to then, oh, every weekend we're seeing them.
No. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Mm. It's not going to happen. How was growing up in Essex like for you?
It was quite good, to be fair. Like,
because you went to, what's it, William Edwards, right?
Yeah. So if anyone doesn't know, Willie Edwards, basically.
He's from Essex, isn't he?
Willie Edwards, yeah. So William Edwards, which is fairly close to your, like, Chafford, but more Thurrock side. But yeah, it was very good. It was very, like, I guess isolated in that I feel like I had a few friends. Like, I knew a lot of people in the school, but I had very few kind of close friends I would always hang around with. But... Mm. Yeah, I thought growing up was really good.
Did you go to Dinan Primary School? Did I make that
I did.
Up? Okay.
Yeah. My mum actually worked there as well.
Oh, is it?
Indeed, yeah.
Fun fact for you, I did my work experience there.
Did you? Yeah. So did I do it there as well? I can't remember, yeah.
Because when in our school, if you did catering, you had to actually do catering more or less in a school.
So you're a lunch lady.
I was a lunch lady. You're a lunch man.
You're a lunch man.
I was a lunch man.
Dinner man.
Come get your custard and cake, kid. That was
fair enough.
Oh my God. Nice. I mean, what did you do for work experience? That was one of the worst.
I actually can't even remember. I'm getting so old. Whenever I think of work experience, I just think of the In-Betweeners episode where, like, Thingy goes to the garage and gets thrown in the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably did it at Dean Hum as well, but I think it was more in the office. And then, like, I would help. I think it was kind of like a teacher's assistant thing.
Mm.
But, yeah, it wasn't anything, like, special.
No, fair enough. I mean, yeah. I guess it's different experience because you're a little bit older than us as well.
Yeah.
Must have been. You've also seen the transformation of, like, because you've been there from the beginning. Well, not from the beginning, but you've been there. You've grown up.
Wise life. Old man.
from the beginning, from the inception.
Yeah. Essex was just a wasteland. I built the first straw house. Yeah.
But now you've experienced, like, you've lived there all your life, so you've seen, you know. Was Lakeside was just always there for you as well?
Taking a piss.
Nah, bro. You need to allow this them. Guy. You're quite too still much. There.
You're taking the piss.
What was it built?
I'm like
98.
2 years older.
Yeah, it was built 98. So
was it built 98?
It was 98.
I think so.
97.
I think it wasn't even theirs when you were born. So yeah.
Nah,
don't
wasn't
give me that.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm googling this shit.
Yeah, Google it. Embarrass yourself.
Embarrass yourself. You're mean.
Words of the wise man.
That's funny. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone else have any other topics they'd like to discuss?
I mean, so I was thinking about topics in the car journey. I don't want to see like I was doing loads of homework like a geek that I am. But I was thinking about some topics because I don't listen to many podcasts, but I listen to one and it's like the geekiest one ever. It's like, to be fair, the guys are pretty cool, but like it's all to do with gaming.
Okay.
And they had a podcast once and it's really deep. So if it's too deep, let me know. But essentially, he's already on his phone. So essentially it's all to do with like AI and like human thought and all that kind of thing. And the question like was raised, it was like, so what actually makes a human, and like what makes you different to an AI or like a clone?
Ooh.
And so there were things that raised were like, well, you know, people have souls, we have, you know, choice, things like that. And so like what if you in the future, right, we have robots and we have AI and shit like that. So if there's a fake person that has conscious thought, you know, they can do what they want, they've got some morality about them, you know, they're not going to go around stabbing people, but they've got free will that they could do it. So what makes, you know, what makes something like that different to what a human is?
But I don't know. See, my thing with that would be, say if an
experience, that's the one thing is experience.
Yeah.
Because
But what experience specifically?
We lived in Chafford. Of course, you live in. We all lived in Thurrock.
I built Essex from the ground. So we all lived in
Thurrock, but we all have an exclusively different experience.
Yeah.
So that's what builds our character. Even, I mean, you've probably heard this many times, especially when it comes to twins. Of course, they grew up the same. They've done everything the same. Their experience is what
separates
them and makes each of them unique to each other.
So you do you think that, so the twin thing, mm. do you think that, say, one of the twins, like, one day, you know, they've gone to the shops on their own and someone, like, waves at them, and then that completely changes their whole, like, experience and their life, and then that just throws them off completely as well? Do you think, like, little things like that can...
Yeah.
Make such a difference.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't really know how to answer that question, though.
It's like programmed to be...
Nah, because it's like babies. If you look at a baby...
Black canvas.
Yeah, they're going to look back at you. But if you wave at them, some of them smile, some of them don't. Yeah. I mean, they're all pretty much in the learning stage, but... And that's probably the only place where you could probably say that all babies are very.
But
much
surely
alike.
That AI could also gain all of this experience or have all of this experience that we'd go on to have.
You got an AI that they build as a baby.
Mm.
We're just saying it has the
whole experience.
Because of that point, we say, what about if it has the whole experience? Right, they've developed some like skin thing that like,
then it will
grows,
never know,
and it. It doesn't know any different, right? So everyone else, so say no one told it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone knows. We're in an isolated family, let's say,
mm-hmm.
and no one tells them.
Like the Truman Show, basically.
The Truman Show. I think there's another show that's kind of like this, with like a cyborg or something. But so the Truman Show, everyone's in it, but you act through normal life.
Mm.
And in itself... It's got, you know, original thought. It's got all that kind of stuff. And so does that count as a human being? You know, do they have the same rights and all that kind of thing?
Okay, let's change it. Let's say the artificial robot and everybody else, we don't know. When you're in school, all the boys, usually, like primary school, whatever the case is, they like have, it sounds mad, but pretty much we all distinguish ourselves from the boys and the girls based on the fact of what we got in our trousers. Yeah, we all say, oh, you got a willy, you got a willy. Like, as silly as it sounds, that's what it is. It's like, you got a willy, you got a willy.
Yeah.
Why did you point at you? It didn't point at me. Fuck.
But that's how it starts. And then that's how the experience actually starts. So then that's how we go from there. Now... What always tends to happen is that a child will fall over and scrape its knee.
Yeah, yeah. They're dumb.
Everyone, every child at one point will bleed over a bloody accident.
Yeah.
Or will do something like touch a hot pan and then burn their hands and now it's mad. So if this artificial intelligent being, we're going to call it a being, falls over and grazes its knee and it doesn't bleed, everyone's gonna know. And at that point, the AI will know that it's completely different. They will not know if it's AI, they'll just know that it's different.
Yeah.
And then there is another journey of self-discovery.
Mm.
So they're now gonna understand that they're gonna be completely different. Like black kids in white schools, they just don't know why they're black, they just know that they're black. And then they're going to go into a self-discovery. They're going to find out that they might be ostracized just because of their skin color. They might find people might like them just because of their skin color. They don't know. It's just a completely different experience. Mm. So everyone is going to go through that now. For the AI, it will never know it's AI until somebody tells it it's AI. I think that's where you want to go, isn't it?
That is kind of where I want to go. That is exactly where I want to go. And so my follow-up one, and not to take like the whole, you know.
No.
But the follow-up is quite a quick question. So... Say you've got a scenario where essentially a human, a non-AI, has to, you know, risk their life to save someone else's life and they die.
Mm.
Or the AI has to do it.
Oh, shit.
You know, would you, if you had this choice, you know, the classic one is
you have to push them off a bridge in front of a train because the train's going to go into a crowd of people. So you kill that one person.
Would you push
the AI in front of the train, knowing that you destroy their like conscious, instead of a human being?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know it's AI. Yeah, get to fuck AI. You're gone.
Yeah, but then it comes down to like racism.
What?
It's almost the same thing.
Well, do you know what?
Some people think like that.
I see what you're saying.
Some people genuinely think like that.
Like it has the same, you know, it has you're experiences. Not real. It feels pain. It feels fear. So it's looking at you and it's like, please don't.
Yeah. And then we like, yeah, that's interesting.
I'm still killing the AI though, sorry.
Get the fuck.
And probably,
imagine there was a community.
But it's an interesting thought.
Imagine there was a community of AI that, you know, I don't know, lived. Let's say it was quite common for AI to live in like North London or something. They had their own community.
And they could be your best friends as well. Like, you could find them hilarious.
Wood Goon.
You're mad, man.
OFB in them, man. But yeah, that's
I just thought, I thought that's really interesting.
Tottenham, not Wood Green.
But still North London, that was the point.
It's North London, but do not get them confused. Never get them confused, please.
So, isn't it? So, sorry, OFB. Sorry, Wood Green. Tion Wayne and his mates.
Tion Wayne is Edmund. Edmund and Tom.
Who's from Wood Green then?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Let's move on. I didn't build that place. Yeah. I was too busy.
Can only build one place. Yeah.
It's just some ex machine.
But
it is,
Yeah, that movie is fucked up.
Oh, great film. That dance scene, I need to learn it, man. He was getting busy.
It's just the ending that spins me, bro. The ending, I just laughed because I was like, boy, if this could easily happen. When you really think about it.
I think that's where we're going.
Yeah.
But then it comes down to how do you now code a artificial intelligent being to make sure that it doesn't harm a human? Now we get into the conversation of...
But that's the iRobot type shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's iRobot stuff, but then it now comes into conversation of like, what if one realizes that, yes, it's AI, but it has more power than a human being?
Yeah, like, it's just a bad breed.
No, it's not even a bad breed. It's like, I got to free my people now.
MLK.
It's machines taking over us.
On some Malcolm X stuff, by any means necessary, kill all the humans.
What, Hotep AI?
Kill the humans.
Hotep AI. God forbid. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. How do you program the, you know, the unprogrammable? You know, you can't write code for someone.
We're smarter than them.
Because if you really think about it, we are apex at the current moment.
We are apex.
So now if we create something that is better than us, how do we dumb it down to make sure that it will never overcome us?
And what happens if Elon. One does? He's making them not going to overcome
Elon's
us.
Elon's a twat, man. I'm telling you now. I got beef with that guy. He's not as smart as
they're
people.
They're lizards, aren't they? Him and Zuckerberg and all that. They're
all
like
them man.
Lizard people. You heard that? Yeah. All them man.
All them man there.
Have
you guys seen, has anyone seen the new Matrix?
Yeah, it's trash.
Is it?
I haven't seen it, but I've not heard good things.
It doesn't make sense. So there are some film theories to say that Neo was never the one and Smith was the one.
Agent Smith was the one, yeah.
Agent Smith is the one. Okay. But he's been programmed to believe that he's actually evil so that he can be protected in the system.
This is a theory, right?
And Neo, yeah, this is a theory.
And Neo is
the anarchist program that Smith must take over in order to become free. Because if you really think about it, there is a point in the series where Smith says, I was here before time. And Neo just came into existence. He's been a human. He's been in the pods.
Right.
So if Smith was there before time, if the architect was there before time, if the Oracle was there before time, then Smith is truly the one. Not Neo.
Can't argue with this kind of research. Like, it could be quoting anything. I'd be like, oh yeah, that definitely happened. Yeah.
That was awesome. It's just a bit of a sticky situation. But all in all, this film deviates from that film theory because if you think about it, it actually makes a lot more sense for Smith to be the one.
And so they're saying that's the conclusion they come to in the end of this one.
In this one, I don't know what's going on.
Completely different.
Well, the thing is, she didn't want to come back to direct, like Lana Wachowski apparently didn't want to come back to direct. They forced her. So really? Her heart's not in it. I'm not surprised it's bad. It's a story that Hollywood needs to stop doing this. It's a story that I didn't need to see. Like you,
that's the new meta, isn't it? You just milk stuff that's made money before.
It's still recording.
Yeah, yeah. Double tap it twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I had high hopes for it, but I might just have to wait until it comes out on the internet.
It's a story that I don't need to see the end of.
Wait for it to go online.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Wait for it to go online.
Because it kind of doesn't... Right, they try and tie it in by saying that Neo and Trinity, basically the
get
two
the fuck, man.
Are the two programs that make...
One.
That have to be managed in order for the system to work.
Okay.
So when technically speaking, when Neo dies, they now take him and reboot him as a new program. Mm. They keep him as the same program, but they just put him into the Matrix again.
Mm.
And then also the same thing with Trinity, they put her back into the Matrix, but they have to maintain and manage the pair of them to make sure that the Matrix actually works. Because in this one,
the rails,
the machines now work with the humans.
Okay, sounds
going
like
back to the start. that's where we're now.
Exactly, machines it's going working. Back to the start. But Jesus. There's no need. Yeah, yeah.
I hear it, man. But I'm over it at this point. I just feel like it was a story that didn't need to be told because you'd wrapped it up.
It was wrapped up perfectly.
Yeah.
Mm, I don't know about... Yeah.
Not perfectly, but
it was wrapped up. Job.
I heard once, like, fun fact, going back to Crazy America, I heard once that someone got off, like, a legal case. His defense was that he thought he was in the Matrix.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard.
And
I mean,
apparently it worked.
Yeah. It worked?
Yeah, apparently.
What did he do?
No, I'm baffled.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to Google it. Maybe he's still in prison now for being a nutter, but I thought he got out of it.
Put that man in a mental institution, please.
He probably like littered or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I'm in the Matrix.
What did you hear about that guy that they tried to sentence 110 years?
For what?
North
Korea or what? What the fuck?
No, he got in an accident. He wasn't drunk or intoxicated or anything. I think they said it was down to poor driving, but he killed a family of four.
Oh, damn.
And they tried sentencing him to 110 years.
Is that like quadruple murder? Because they do like, they add up
years.
Yeah,
to the point that the judge...
Their arithmetic is horrible, man.
Yeah. I don't see how you can give a human being 110 years. He's not going to serve that. Like, what are we doing?
For life, isn't
it? Bury him in the prison.
Longer than life.
Take him outside the prison. Like, nah, that's some waste. How can you do that? You let a man rot. For another 40 odd years, and you take him outside. And say,
yeah, get buried in prison, isn't it? It's calm.
Nah, nah.
Imagine he survives as well. He's like the first person to go to like 150 something,
and
he's in prison that whole time.
I mean, what happens if they put his brain into an AI and now?
Oh, this is Black Mirror. Have you seen these episodes?
Yeah.
San Junipero.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the one with Letitia Wright and fucking.
I don't know
which one was it.
They put the mum's brain in a teddy bear. I said, yo.
Oh yeah, that one was weird.
No, so
one's a. He's on about the
when they're all dead and it's like the choice. So
the one with Letitia Wright. Basically, they take the.
It's the museum, isn't it?
Yeah, they go to the museum and basically the person. They download his consciousness into a theme park and you get to shock him every single time. But he was wrongly convicted, so he's always being tortured.
And like, it was her dad in the end, didn't it?
It was her dad. So then the next thing, because he's already dead and he's like his soul is wherever, his spirit is now gone. But his
consciousness, more or less.
His technological conscious is now saved onto a system. So he now has to relive whatever entertainment these guys want.
That's some evil shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But San Junipero is probably...
Right, obviously freezing because it's like...
San Junipero probably is my favourite episode.
The love story one.
It's brilliant.
With those girls and then they keep going back. Yeah.
Well, they go to different decades as well.
Though. Yeah, no. That one was a good phenomenal episode. Someone said that episode is me and Marco.
Wait, what?
Wow.
That's
hilarious.
I know why. Yeah, fair enough. Like, the whitest person.
And then the black.
That's dumb.
Yin and yang, baby.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah, I think that's probably where we're going though, aren't we? Downloads.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think that is exactly
sign me up, baby.
Yeah, I think that's...
I'm going to live forever.
Especially like with the virtual reality. I think that's the like the last step to download yourself onto a virtual thing, and you can use yourself there. You can feel, you can have sensation out there, but you can be whatever you want. So if you want to be a dinosaur, you could be a dinosaur.
That would be like a new religion.
Please, let's in reason.
So I've said before on this podcast, I said it was dragons, but actually it's dinosaurs you can find in Congo.
Wasn't there a dinosaur egg they found recently?
Yes. Like listen, we're going from COVID to Jurassic Park and I'm ready.
Wait, sorry, so say that again?
They found a fossil of a... not even a fossil. It was actually an actual dinosaur egg, apparently, supposedly.
So the embryo is still...
Where was this? I don't know where. Go Google it now.
If this is
life.
In Congo, you man...
It's not. You said dragons, bro.
The whole episode is dragons in Congo.
Yeah, yeah.
You avoided it, bro. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
The Dragon Republic.
Dragon Republic.
Is there any other topics or is it music?
Music time, baby.
Music. Let's get it. Jack, what we do is, you might know already, I don't know what I'm telling you. Just pick a song that you've been listening to or that you've been enjoying. I'm going to switch it up. Something for the woman. Megan's Piano by Megan Thee Stallion.
The Stallion. Okay. My choice is a song by Russ. It's called Note to Self. It's got Big Sean, Hit-Boy, Wale, Joe Bardas on it. It's a phenomenal song.
Okay.
It's actually a really, really good
is
song.
Is he rapping his ass off?
Yeah, but everybody spins him.
Yeah, I've heard that whole album. Did you say Big Sean's on there?
Yeah.
But no, but his verse is really good.
I've got a newfound respect for Big Sean, I will say. After his
interview, I need to watch it.
I thought the clips I saw, I was like, you know what, do your thing.
He got mugged off, didn't he? Like, was it
by Kanye?
Yeah.
Kanye
said it was the worst thing. Yeah.
Rude.
It's a bit rude. Harsh.
I'll go next. I don't mind. So I listen to quite a lot of Brockhampton.
Nice.
I like Zipper. It's probably one I'd recommend.
Okay. Zipper.
Is that on their newest album?
No, I think it's on Saturation.
Saturation 3.
Don't know which number. 2. Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, or 3.
I quite like that Saturation series. Yeah. That's really, really good.
Score by SZA, Black. But the song is, Score by Isaiah Rashad featuring SZA and Black.
Oh, okay.
Good song.
Yeah. Very good.
That album is sick, man.
As in 6 lakh?
6 lakh.
There's a 5 lakh.
Yeah, I've heard. 100,000 monthly listeners. So someone's listening.
Serious.
Might be a variant, isn't it?
Therefore, variant, bro.
Yeah, just put a Greek letter before lakh. Like, omega lakh.
Omega lakh.
Omega lakh. Infinity lakh, bro. Cool.
Yeah, Main Chapel Podcast episode 122. Thank you for being a guest,
thank
man.
You very much.
Thanks for inviting. I feel a bit like I was like a Make a Wish one compared to like the very like famous influencers and stuff like that. But I'll take it.
No, don't be silly. It's been great having you.
Die happy.
And listen, people, if you want to watch Abducted in Plain Sight, it's crazier than even I can describe.
Yeah. Cool. Follow, like, subscribe.
Tell the people where they can find you.
Yep.
Does he want to be found?
If you want to
Find me on Instagram, to be fair. I think it's just Jack Gilbank, but I'm kind of low key, so I'm not exactly a big
he ran a half marathon.
I do a bit of running.
Sick.
Yeah, half a marathon.
I was there to support.
You were there to support. I think my latest Instagram is.
Honestly, do you know what? So he said, he told me, because I wanted to go see him after he'd finished running. And he said, meet us here. And the place where he told us to meet kept changing a little bit. Would you say?
Did I?
He said, meet at one place. And then he said, meet at another place. Bro, I've walked 5 miles to get to the finish line. I didn't even, because the place where he was finishing just kept changing. Well, the place you finish doesn't change, but getting there, I just felt
mate,
so long.
5 miles support. Is kind of minor though. Like.
Nice. You walk 5 miles.
Yeah.
That's far.
That's 5 miles
that's
far, man.
That's far. Yeah, it's far.
It's not that bad. It's like 45 minutes. You listen.
It's not 45 minutes. It's like walking to school.
5 miles.
5 miles is far,
I've done
bro.
5 miles before. It's not that deep.
I promise you it's deep.
5 miles is, yeah, that's quite a long time.
Fair enough.
I think 5 miles is Tilbury.
What? From where?
From Chafford to Tilbury.
Do you want
to
know the worst thing about that run, right? So I fucked up so badly. I was like, I did the classic. I was like, yeah, I know my way to get there. But as soon as, because I live right by Tower Hill and the station was closed. So I missed it. You know, I couldn't find the start line. I ended up doing, like, because my phone was tracking it, I ended up doing a 5 kilometer walk before I even started it.
Yeah.
And so you've got so many volunteers, right? And they're just people that get hired on the day. And so I go up to this one guy. I'm like, oh, hey, you know, like, I'm starting running soon. I can't really find where it is. He's like, oh, yeah, no, they've gone. They've already started. Oh, I was like, yeah, but I, you know, I'm not going home. I need to start still.
I'm lying.
Sorry, was it 5 meters?
No. It was 3 miles. No, it's 5 kilometers, but it's 3 miles.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's about 40, 15 minute walk.
Yeah. Now, 5 miles is it. You'll feel that. In Air Forces as well, said never again.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're getting crumpled. Like, the toe box is done for.
Finished.
Well, I mean, in my workplace, I kind of do that. On
Is it blacks?
Huh?
Black Air Forces?
No. Five. Actually, it's 10 kilometers, so it's like six.
Even the shoes.
Oh. I'm silly.
Fair enough. Right, Main Traffic Podcast, episode 122. Thank you for listening.